this version of John Henry, which I'm going to do for you now. When John Henry was a little baby, a sitting on his mammy's knee, he took a piece of steel in his right hand, said, "Steel will be the death of me. Steel will be the death of me." Her name was Polly Ann. John Henry, he got sick, boy, and had to go to bed. And Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Well, the captain said to John Henry, "Gonna bring me a steam drill around." John Henry said, "Lord, I'd rather be dead than let a steam drill beat me on down. Let a steam drill beat me on down." John Henry said to his captain, "I'm a Tennessee man. Before I will see your steam drill beat me down, Lord, I'll die with my hammer in my hand. I'll die with my hammer in my hand." John Henry said to his shaker, "Shaker, why don't you pray? If my hammer ever misses your 6 foot of steel, well, tomorrow be your burying day. Tomorrow be your burying day." Well, the shaker said to John Henry, "I believe that this mountain's caving in." John Henry said, "Don't you pay it no mind, 'cause it's nothing but my hammer sucking wind. Lord, it's nothing but my hammer sucking wind." John Henry had another woman. Her name was Mary Magdalene. She made a trip to the mountain that day just to hear John Henry's hammer ring. Just to hear John Henry's hammer ring. John Henry hammered on the mountain. His hammer was striking fire. He hammered so hard, Lord, he broke his poor back, and he laid down his hammer and he died. He laid down his hammer and he died. Well, they took John Henry from the mountain. They buried him down in the sand. Every locomotive comes rolling on by, says, "There lies a steel-driving man. There lies a steel-driving man." There lies a steel driving man. There lies a steel driving man.